back here to What's Cooking Today, the nation's food, wine, travel, health, wealth, and entertainment show. I'm your host, Michael Horn. Madison Hernandez is here with us. Sydney Hubbard pressing all the buttons. Madison, where are we headed here in this next segment?
We have Michael Higgins. He's helping us explore the wine regions of the world, and we're going to start with Mexico.
Forward ho! Explore! I said, forward ho! Explore!
Huzzah. Is that time to say hello?
No, to take a sip of wine. But I do hear the voice of Michael Higgins, who is exploring wine regions. Michael, this is great stuff. You've been doing this for some time. Let's take a step back here. Michael Higgins is here today. He is a photojournalist, a publisher, and the author of the Exploring Wine Regions book series. Now, this book about Mexico, please, is not set up all by itself. You've been doing this for a while. When did you start, and how did you get the idea?
As you mentioned, when did I start? This has now been 12 years. 2013, I began in Argentina, and I created an Argentina book, followed up by a Bordeaux book, followed up by a Central Coast of California book, now a Mexico book, and I am working on Greece as my fifth book.
So you've had four books already on the shelf, and you got a fifth one coming up. This is the latest one. You take wine regions. You know what I like about you? A lot of people would have probably started in Napa Valley or Sonoma, Santa Barbara. You did Paso Robles, but you started out in some areas that a lot of us may not have a lot of information. You started in Argentina. I'm sure your book is full of incredible wineries with incredible Malbecs. Those Malbecs coming out of Argentina are like crazy. And so now you've been to Mexico. And a lot of people say Mexico. You know, people used to talk about the problem with Mexican wine, and it was because they didn't know they didn't store it. They did import wines in from America, but they would heat up in the sun, or they'd have wines that are growing in their area, and they'd put them in restaurants. They've gotten it down now, and there is a wine region in Mexico. In fact, I think just one. Am I correct? The main one there in Baja, is that right?
Well, the one in Baja is the main one, and they produce most of the wine. But there are other good wine regions.
Really?
The mountain region north of Mexico City has two states. One is Guanajuato, and the other is Querétaro. And those are two excellent wine regions. Querétaro is where they make their champagne style. The sparkling wines come from there.
Very interesting. So you really, I mean, when you go to an area, you explore. So you explore the country of Mexico as a wine region. And this is your fourth book, right, that you've had now that's out? Is it correct? Fourth book.
Fourth book. Okay. And are you ready for this, Mike?
Yes.
39 awards for these books already.
Well, this is, you know, and they're beautiful books. They're not only books you can use for research, they're coffee table books because you're a photojournalist. You take incredible pictures. And I've heard the wine region in Mexico, I have not visited it, is kind of the Napa or the Sonoma of the country of Mexico. What did you find there when you went to that region and area where the predominant wines, people say, well, it's too hot, you can't just grow too many things, but not the case there. They've had outstanding. In fact, I'll tell you a story a little bit. You may even have it in your book. We'll ask you about it here. But what did you find when you went to the Mexico wine region?
Well, you're right. I do like to find places that people don't necessarily know about. And it's true about me, too, because I've been to Mexico probably 50, 75 times before this book, never went to a wine region, and I'm a wino, and I am just shocked because their wines are excellent. And when you're talking about Baja, which is Valle de Guadalupe, they have the same terroir, you know, the climate of hot valley with the cold Pacific Ocean, just like Napa gets, just like Santa Barbara gets. It's the same thing that happens in California, happens in Baja, California, and they have that magic environment to make excellent wines.
So it's hot days, cool nights. You're in Baja, so I guess you're getting hot days where the wines, the grapes can really grow, and then all of a sudden breezes come in, cool them down, and allows those grapes to mature and really get flavorful.
It's just that, and that's the environment that wine grapes love and thrive.
All right, exploring the newest book here of exploring wine regions is Mexico, Discovering Mexico's Quality Wines and Phenomenal Cuisine. What did you discover? What varietals did you like? Kind of whet our appetites here a little bit to take a look at this book.
Well, I'm going to tell you a surprise, because it was a surprise for me. Most of these wineries have restaurants, and the restaurants are off the chart amazing. And I don't mean Mexican food. I mean international cuisine, like you're at a Michelin star restaurant in Beverly Hills at 75% off. Incredible food that you get to pair with the wines.
So a lot of emphasis in Mexico when you go to the wine regions, not only the wine itself, but the pairing of the wine to food, correct?
Exactly. And to be able to have amazing food. I mean, some people go there just for the food because it's so good.
Now, there's one winery there that I remember somebody telling me about, and the name always escapes me, and then you'll remember it and shout it out at me, and I'll go, oh, yeah, that's it. But this is in Mexico.
What do you remember about it? Maybe I'll remember.
Well, here's the deal. And I always heard, yeah, too hot there, all this kind of stuff. And so I'm at this restaurant in California, and he talked about one of these wineries that was producing Nebbiolo. And so you say, Nebbiolo, wait a second, that's an Italian varietal. It's wonderful. Well, how does it do in Mexico? They took the Nebbiolo that they made at this winery, went to Italy to the Nebbiolo Championships of the World, and that winery and that wine won the championships of all the Italian Nebbiolos. And that's their building block in Italy. Am I correct about this?
You are. Well, you know, the largest winery down there is L'Aceto.
That's the place. That's the one. Yes. I knew you'd have it. L'Aceto. Yes.
Yes. And so this is four generations of the same family, still a family business. And imagine this, of all these wineries in Mexico, they still produce 50% of all the wine.
Unbelievable.
But
they're doing 50% of it right there in Baja.
50, yes. Yeah. They hired a winemaker, young guy from Italy, came over, and he was their winemaker, and he had this idea, it's time for Mexico to make a premium wine, and that's how the Nebbiolo happened. The whole connection with Italy and this winemaker, and after he made this wine that's won all these awards, well, the other wineries followed, and now the quality of wine is amazing there.
Yeah, this is amazing because it's like you take that wine and you go to Italy to the competition, and you find that L'Aceto from Baja California, Mexico, is the winner in the Nebbiolo category. In fact, I think it was all different wines, and that was the, you know how they have the best of show? Well, that one was the one that was best of show, and this was a few years back. It had to be like 10 years or so, but I'm sure they've won since the time I've heard of all these things. And that was kind of a turning point for wines from Mexico. People started going, well, we better take a look at these, correct?
That's right. It was the turning point. And you know, and it takes us a couple steps farther. Roland is now there consulting with one of the wineries. And one of the wineries there have their wine on the French Laundry wine list.
Okay, hold on a second. Mexico wine on the French Laundry wine list. We got to take a break, come back with Michael Higgins. His book is called Exploring Wine Regions. This is the Mexico Exploration. Check him out at exploringwineregions.com. We'll be back. Welcome back here to What's Cooking Today, the nation's food, wine, travel, health, wealth, and entertainment show. I'm your host, Michael Horn, with our guest, Michael Higgins. We're exploring wine regions around the world. His latest book is Exploring Wine Regions of Mexico, Discovering Mexico's Quality Wines and Phenomenal Cuisine. All right, Michael, what did you decide and what did you look at when you were there? A lot of wineries there, from just a few to, I don't know how many wineries there are now, but there's got to be a lot. Approximately how many wineries in the country of Mexico?
Well, in Valle de Guadalupe, there are certainly over 100 wineries there now.
Wow. All right, so it's growing. What are the predominant varietals? What variety of grapes seems to be something they're hanging their hat on? Obviously, Nebbiolo is one because they won the award for the best Nebbiolo in the world in the competition in Italy. But what other varietals did you discover?
Well, you know, I like to go figure that out because there's so many varietals, and you're right. Nebbiolo and Valle de Guadalupe is amazing. If you're a Cabernet Sauvignon lover like I am, Guanajuato is doing a stellar job with that grape.
Is that the name of the winery, Guanajuato?
No, Guanajuato is the name of the state, north of Mexico City.
Okay, all right.
It's beautiful. There's a town there that's called San Miguel de Allende. It's a historic UNESCO cobblestone streets, massive church in the center, beautiful place. And the wineries are all around there, to the south and to the west and to the north, maybe 50 wineries. And Cabernet Sauvignon is rocking there.
So Cab is there, Nebbiolo is there, we talked about, and a lot of great wines around. Wines like Pinot Noir do well there. Is it a little bit too hot for them?
Well, if you go to the east of the Guanajuato state, is the Querétaro state.
Okay.
That's where they're making the sparkling wines.
So sparkling
the Chardonnay
there.
And the Pinot Noir there.
Got it. So they may do a little bit of Pinot there.
They're in the mountains. They're like 6,500 feet. So, you know, they get the coolness of the altitude.
How did you start doing this? Did someone come to you and say, hey, look, you know, you're a great photographer, you're a great writer, why don't you start publishing these books? You've got the four of these books now, a fifth one coming out soon. What was the spark?
I went to Argentina to find out why the Malbecs were so good.
There you go.
Every Malbec I was tasting here at home was so good, and I wanted to know why. And that's when I went there for 5 weeks. And I thought I'd bring a nice little story back to give to my staff at my magazine, but 5 weeks was too big for a story, and I created a book.
Yeah.
And
now a series of books that are coming out. And you really research these. How, from start to finish, how many months, years, whatever does it take for you to really get this done?
It takes a while. It took me 4 years for Argentina, 4 years for Bordeaux, 3 years for Central Coast of California, 2 years for Mexico. I'm already on my third year in Greece.
Yeah.
Big books. They're 400 or 500 pages. I have 1,000 photographs in them. They're beautiful. They're detailed.
And how do the wineries like this? They obviously must welcome you to say, please come in, and they probably fill you up with a lot of information here.
Well, you know what I love about Greece? This is new here for me.
This is going to be your fifth book.
They actually called me.
Wow.
They contacted me and said, we love your books. We would love for you to do a Greece, exploring wine regions. And that's how it came about.
Again, and I can't say it enough. You've done Argentina, Bordeaux, France. You've done Paso Robles, California. Now Mexico, exploring Greece right now. You don't take on the real easy ones. Like I say, it'd be really easy to go to Santa Barbara, Napa, Sonoma, all these great wine regions here in our country. But you educate as well as you go out right now. You take an area that maybe a lot of people don't know about, including yourself. And I think that's the magic. I think it's kind of a thirst to read about the different wine regions and what they have. And when you mention Mexico, yeah, first thing you said was, hey, food restaurants are at these wineries all the time. So when you go tasting, get ready to sit down to a meal that's paired like a big meal. Just before the break, you said some of these wines are on at Thomas Keller's restaurant. Am I right?
That's right. There's a winery there called La Chuza, Vinos La Chuza. And their wines are on Keller's wine list there at French Laundry.
French Laundry. So there you go.
That really gives them some credibility that they are truly making amazing wines.
All right, how do we get the book? Give us the website so we can go out and check it out, because I've seen these books. I haven't seen the latest one, but these books are incredible. Where do we go?
ExploringWineRegions.com.
Okay, so get them right there on that website, right?
ExploringWineRegions.com, yes, but they're also at Barnes & Noble, they're on Amazon, they're in bookstores and wine shops and wineries all over the country.
So the latest one is Mexico. It's ExploringWineRegions-Mexico, discovering Mexico's quality wines and phenomenal cuisine at bookstores everywhere. Go to the website, ExploringWineRegions.com. Again, that's ExploringWineRegions.com. Thank you, Michael Higgins.